ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Georgia judge overseeing the Fulton County election interference conspiracy case has thrown out three more charges, two of them related to defendant Donald Trump. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
The judge found that those two counts against Donald Trump essentially were alleged crimes against the federal government, so the state of Georgia had no authority to bring those charges.
The former president in Arizona, speaking at a rally earlier today, he announced that he will not debate Kamala Harris for a second time. Harris campaigning in North Carolina, telling the crowd Americans deserve another debate before Election Day. Thousands of Boeing union factory workers prepared to walk off the job. They'll take a vote on a deal tonight. If they reject it, they'll strike after midnight. The workers who build planes are pushing to get their pensions restored and want a 40% pay increase. Boeing and the union have already agreed to a 25% raise. This is ABC News. The FAA is investigating a close call at Nashville's airport. A Southwest plane crossed in front of an Alaska jet as it was taking off. The Alaska plane slammed on its brakes at 119 miles per hour. Those brakes then overheated and deflated the tires. A court date now set for the defamation lawsuit over Netflix's Baby Reindeer.
The Netflix limited series Baby Reindeer could win big at the Emmys this weekend, but will it win big in court? We may not know until next year.
I really don't know where it's going to end.
A date has been set for May 2025 for the defamation lawsuit against Netflix, in which Fiona Harvey claims the show's stalkers based on her, but the series lies about her interactions with show star and creator Richard Gadd. Gadd has said that the character that stalks him in the show, which is supposed to be based on real-life events, is not Fiona Harvey. Harvey's seeking $170 million in damages from the streaming service.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Word today, Hall of Famer linebacker Joe Schmidt has died. He was 92. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Some high clouds move in tonight with a low of 58, partly to mostly cloudy and still warm tomorrow with a high of 82, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a slight chance of showers, low 60. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny outside and the winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 84 degrees.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The students at the Richland Center Intermediate School had a special guest this morning. Governor Tony Evers visited several classrooms and talked with students and staff one-on-one. The governor has been touring schools around the state. When it comes to concerns from district reps, money is the biggest.
That's always a concern. I mean, educators want to do the best they can, and no matter where they are, and to make that happen, you really do need the resources to do it. And so what I'm concerned about, frankly, is when I hear when school districts have to go to referendum just for basics, and that that's an indication to me that the state isn't doing enough.
He hopes that he can make progress in the next biennial budget for education.
When property taxpayers are paying more and more and more, and the school district is having to go to referendum just to keep the lights on, that's a bad sign. You know, that's not where we need to be as a state. Referendum for buildings and making sure the buildings are in good shape, I have no problems with that. But what we need to do is, you know, not having to go back to the taxpayers, you know, every 2 or 3 years just to have enough money to keep the lights on. So we'll be working. I don't think any legislator in the state wants this to be the way it should be. So we'll work hard to make sure that we can make some better progress.
Hundreds of school districts around the state are and have been going to referendum to meet expenses and to fix the buildings they have. This November, the Ithaca and Kickapoo school districts will have a referendum question on the ballot. Governor Evers says that while he has seen a lot of concerns among the districts, he has seen some positives. He saw some of those positives this morning in the Richland school district.
This is a great example. You have kids that a lot of them come from, frankly, our kids that need special help, and sometimes it's a language, sometimes it's something else, and you know, they're concerned about math and reading and social studies and the basics, but they also care about whether, you know, how the kids are doing mentally and socially, and that takes time, effort, but you know, this is a good example of it right here. They really work hard on those affective type things that aren't about necessarily reading and writing. They're certainly emphasizing that, but they also understand the need to have kids be whole, and they're working really hard at that.
That's Governor Tony Evers at the Richland Center Intermediate School this morning. It might feel like the presidential election is still a long way off, but it's not. Election Day on November 5th is less than 2 months away, and major dates, events, and political developments will make it fly by. The first mail ballots were sent to voters on September 11th, the day after the first presidential debate between Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and Republican nominee Donald Trump. Early in-person voting will start as soon as September 20th in some states. Scott Walker is running for the Wisconsin legislature, but he's not who you think he is. This is Scott Abbott Walker, not former Governor Scott Kevin Walker. He's a Democratic country doctor running against 14-year Republican incumbent Travis Tranel in southwestern Wisconsin's 49th Assembly District, and his toughest task just might be persuading voters he's not that Scott Walker. He wears a button that proclaims him to be the other Scott Walker, but he still gets plenty of confused looks on the campaign trail. He says his name is the elephant in the room, but he never has to say it twice. Walker faces an uphill battle against Tranel, though. The district leans red. Former President Donald Trump won it in both 2016 and 2020. The Sauk County Board of Supervisors have approved the sale of the Sauk County Healthcare Center. The motion to approve the operations transfer agreement between Sauk County and Aria of Sauk County LLC and to approve the purchase and sale agreement between Sauk County and Aria Sauk County Realty LLC, each relating to the Sauk County Healthcare Center. The sale was approved by a vote of 18 for the sale and 13 against the sale. Sauk County will be entering into the purchase and sales agreement and operations transfer agreement with the Aria business entities. The agreements are available for review at saukcountywi.nextrequest.com/requests/24-114. The agreements are located under the Documents tab toward the middle of the page. There are many additional legal and regulatory steps associated with the transfer of the facility, and the county looks forward to working with Aria to ensure a smooth transition. Above all else, the county says it looks forward to working with Aria to ensure excellent care for Sauk County residents through the transition and beyond. Additional information surrounding the transaction, the timeline, and Aria will be made available soon. Essentia Health officials have announced the organization will stop accepting Medicare Advantage insurance plans through United Healthcare and Humana at the end of the year. Officials say the insurance organizations have been delaying or denying care approvals for patients at a far higher rate than other insurance providers, limiting their ability to provide the care their patients need. Essentia Health is notifying all affected patients and are sharing other in-network providers with them ahead of open enrollment this fall. The FDA says one in six Americans get sick from foodborne illness or food poisoning every year. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says to keep meat and vegetables separate and avoid cross-contamination with cutting boards.
Rule of thumb is to use a cut board, have a designated cutting board, like a yellow for poultry, green for produce.
Haney says hand washing is the best way to prevent foodborne illness.
The most important thing in the home and outside the home would be hand washing, because that is the easiest way and the most effective way to prevent a foodborne illness. And it doesn't cost anything.
September is Food Safety Education Month. Microsoft now has even more Mount Pleasant land. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company this week bought more Racine County land north of Highway 11 in an effort to support their plans for a massive data center project. It's reported Microsoft now owns over 1,600 acres of property for their $3.3 billion effort. Construction on those data centers is already underway. Madison police are investigating multiple fires that happened yesterday. They believe they may have been set on purpose. Flames broke out in the 500 block of West Washington Avenue yesterday morning. Firefighters got everyone out safely. Police say there were two other fires in that area right around the same time, so arson investigators are now on the case. The investigation includes looking for a suspect in a dumpster fire that was on West Johnson and State Street shortly before the fire on West Washington. They have surveillance video so they can see what he looks like. In the footage, the suspect they're looking for has light short hair and chest-length beard. You can see the stills on the Madison Police Department's website on their incident reports page. If you think you know who he is, call Crime Stoppers or submit a tip through the P3 Tips app. You may be eligible for a reward. Authorities arrested a woman they say was stealing mail from people's mailboxes. Columbia County deputies learned people's mail was stolen last week in Decorah and Ostego. Mail has also been disappearing from northern Dane County. Officials tracked down and arrested 20-year-old Rachel Russell in La Crosse. Authorities say they recovered tons of mail and more charges and arrests may be coming. 2024-25 Grant County Fuel Assistance Program will begin soon. Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, or WEAP, provides home heating and or electric assistance to eligible households. Grant County Department of Social Services is setting up application appointments for WEAP on or after September 15th. Appointments can be scheduled by calling Grant County Department of Social Services at 608-723-2136, extension 1125. Applications will be conducted by phone. Paper applications will not be mailed. To be eligible for the program, a household's gross income for the prior month must be less than $3,061 for one person, $4,002 for two people, $4,944 for three people, and $5,886 for four people. The gross income allowed continues to rise with more people in the household. The amount of heating and/or electric assistance benefit is determined based on the household size, income, and heating costs. In most cases, the heating and/or electric assistance benefit is issued directly to the household's fuel electric provider. Within the Wisconsin Home Energy Plus program, there is a crisis portion for heating-related problems. To be eligible for crisis assistance, you must first have been determined eligible for a regular WEAP benefit. Households must call and schedule an appointment to apply for the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. Even if you have applied in other years, you will still need to make an appointment with WEAP team members for a current season application. Households can apply online for WEAP benefits at energybenefit.wi.gov. Phone appointments can be scheduled by contacting the Grant County Department of Social Services at 608-723-2136, extension 1125. The Vernon County Fair continues today through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway is open with a wristband special running until 9. Tonight's grandstand feature will be an antique tractor pull, modified truck, and tractor pull beginning at 6. Grandstand admission is free tonight. The Little Britches Dairy Show will be held tomorrow at 12:30 in the Hanson Arena. The grandstand will feature the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pull at 7. Cost of admission to the grandstands tomorrow night is $10, with children 5 and under admitted free. A full list of events at the Vernon County Fair can be found online at vernoncountyfair.com. Admission to the fairgrounds is $10 for adults and $5 for seniors and children 6 to 15. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Season passes, excluding grandstand events, are available at a cost of $20 for adults and $10 for children. There is also an inclusive season pass available, which includes grandstand events for $30.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge, died yesterday at Bethel Oaks, Viroqua. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69 of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, October 20th from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69 of Richland Center. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82 of Rural Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82 of Rural Boscobel.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Don't miss incredible deals at Macy's One Day Sale Friday. Save on what you need to get ready for cooler weather with limited time specials so good they won't last. Like fall cardigans, 40% off. Shoes for her, 30 to 50% off. And reversible comforters, 60 to 70% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we certainly are dealing with some very summer-like weather here the last 4 or 5 days, and this trend will continue all the way into next week. With a broad south wind flow through the middle of the country pumping in the warmth, temperatures could be running a good 10 to 15 degrees above normal. Quite a slug of moisture off to the south of us with the remnants of the hurricane causing rain up through Arkansas, southern Missouri, into Tennessee and parts of Mississippi. Some of that moisture will continue lifting north, but weakened greatly, still could be enough to combine with a front to the west of us to produce a few spotty showers and thunderstorms in Wisconsin, starting up in northwest parts of the state for Friday evening, and then the chance spreading across the rest of the region Saturday and Sunday. Don't expect too much in terms of accumulation, though. We're thinking a quarter inch or less for the entire weekend. Then back to mainly dry conditions for a good part of next week. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Just some high-level cloudiness moving in. Low temperature in the upper 50s with light easterly winds. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, high about 82, east wind between 6 and 12. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, low near 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high about 79. On Sunday, more clouds and sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, low 60, high about 78. Monday, partly sunny and warm, low 60, high near 81. And Tuesday, little change, some sunshine and balmy, low 60, high near 81. And by Wednesday, partly cloudy, still warmer than normal, lows in the upper 50s with high temperatures close to 80 degrees. Have yourself a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 82 degrees after a high today of 86 and a morning low of 50. Yesterday's high was 84 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1931 is 93 degrees with a record low of 30 that was set back in 1955. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 46. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:17. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:38. The winds are out of the south-southwest at around 3 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.93. Our relative humidity is at 40%, or 45%, I should say. And we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 82 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. With a look at events going on tonight involving area high schools, here's Phil Nee.
Lots of high school soccer in the area tonight. Richland Center is at Platteville-Lancaster, and Reedsburg is at River Valley. Volleyball matches include Ithaca at Waseca Steuben, and Weston is at Kickapoo. Riverdale is hosting Fenimore tonight in area volleyball, and Boscobel is at Mineral Point. Richland Center is at Platteville. River Valley is home against Lancaster. That's our featured match tonight on the radio. River Valley is coached by Mariah Hill.
We go into every match kind of looking at it the same way, where we have to get the job done on our side of the court, keeping our airs low, keeping our positivity high, trying to keep the momentum on our side. So we're looking forward to seeing what Lancaster can do this year, and hopefully we can just do everything a little bit better.
Can you talk about your leaders this year, Mariah?
Yeah, definitely. This year, I definitely see we only have two seniors this year. Senior Lexi DeVinny, she's a three-year varsity player. She's definitely stepping out and really leading this team, doing a great job of playing all the way around for me. And then also my senior Ava McDonald is stepping into a role this year. She really hasn't seen a lot of time until this year, and she's doing some DS libero work for us, and they're both doing a great job leading the team.
Pre-match time comes up around 6:45 tonight. It's River Valley and Lancaster volleyball on the radio tonight. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwarz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwarz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
The Giants torched starter Colin Ray for four runs in both the first and second innings on a way to a 13-2 win over the Brewers last night. Ray took the loss after giving up 10 runs in the lopsided decision that evened the series at a game apiece. Milwaukee scored single runs in the third and seventh, but was never really in the contest. That's six losses in the last nine games, but the Brewers still have a big lead in the division standings. Frankie Montas starts the rubber game of the series tonight in San Francisco. First pitch will be at 8:45, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 8:10. Quarterback Jordan Love tops the list of players on the Packers' midweek injury report. As expected, Love still hasn't participated in the team's practices. Limited participants in Wednesday's practice were cornerback Corey Ballantyne, defensive lineman Kenny Clark, and backup running back Marshawn Lloyd. Head coach Matt LaFleur has already committed to using Malik Willis as his starter against the Colts on Sunday if Love isn't cleared to play. That isn't expected to happen. Indianapolis Colts star running back Jonathan Taylor and former Wisconsin Badger circled this week's game as soon as the 2024 schedule came out. With Sunday nearly here, Taylor can't contain his excitement. He walked into the locker room on Thursday with an unusually wide grin, an unmistakable gleam in his eyes, and talking about this weekend's road trip with exuberance. The reason the former Wisconsin Badger star is returning to the state he calls his second home, where he will finally play at the NFL's most venerable venue, Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Wisconsin's Luke Fickell says he doesn't believe targeting penalties should result in automatic ejections. Plenty of other coaches agree, but the policy doesn't appear likely to go away anytime soon. NCAA National Coordinator of Officials Steve Shaw says the threat of ejection has been an effective deterrent. There were 0.16 targeting penalties enforced per game last season. That represented a three-year low. There have been 37 targeting penalties enforced through the season's first 178 football bowl subdivision games for an average of 21 one-hundredths per game. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Good news! The Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House food stand will be open for business again this week. Yes, on Thursday and Friday of this week, OMHS will once again be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, brats, and other sandwiches and tasty treats from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. This will be the next to the last month of this year's Animal House season, so be sure to indulge in your favorite sandwich from the food stand at least one more time before it closes for the winter. Just look for the bright red Animal House food trailer at the four-way stop next to the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Thursday. Corn finished mixed and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed higher on short covering and technical buying. USDA lowered production slightly, even with no changes to yield or harvested area. New crop ending stocks were down in the month due to lower old crop carryout. November beans were up 10 and a quarter at 10.10 and three quarters. January was 10 and a half higher at 10.29 and a half. October bean meal was up 2.90 at 3.18.90. October soybean oil was 55 points higher at 43.33. Corn closed mostly modestly higher. The 2024 corn guess was up on the month following a slight increase to average yield, and that did pressure corn for most of the post-report trade. New crop ending stocks, though, were down, still above 2 billion bushels, though. December corn was 1.25 higher at 406, and March was up 1 cent at 424.5. And wheat was mixed. No changes to U.S. wheat ending stocks this month, with the production update waiting until the small grain summary out in the end of September. Global production was down due to a smaller crop for the European Union. December Chicago was three quarters lower at 578.5. December Kansas City was down 2 at 586.25. December Minneapolis wheat was up 5.25 at 621.75. Live and feeder cattle were up on technical buying, watching the direct markets. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. October live was up $1.07 at 178.02, and December was 137 higher at 178.60. October feeders were up 225 at 239.75. And hogs were lower on the ongoing uncertainties about domestic pork demand. Export sales were solid, though. October lean was down 85 at 78.90. December was 75 lower at 71.55. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
There was another light round of direct cash cattle business that took place Thursday. Live deals in the South were marked at $181. That was fully steady with the previous week's business and the trade that took place on Wednesday. Boxed beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 18 cents at $307.18. Select was $1.26 higher at $295.64. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs into the day lower with a light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct down $1.25 with a weighted average of $76. The Iowa Minnesota closed $2.12 lower with a weighted average of $76.61. And the Western Corn Belt was down $1.32 with a weighted average of $75.97. Pork values into the day higher, up $1.27 at $94.18. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down more than 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The lower Mississippi River remains low as the new crop marketing year begins, and that could become a challenge for ag exports. Mark Fuchs is with the National Weather Service in St. Louis and tells Brownfield,
there is potential for the lower part of the river, especially below St. Louis and Chester. There is potential for the river to be falling down into those dangerous levels again.
More news is coming up next.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than one in four high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would safeguard the country's agriculture sector from potential threats posed by foreign entities. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas tells Brownfield the legislation would increase security of foreign involvement in U.S. farmland purchases.
The bill focuses the government's limited resources on foreign adversaries, People's Republic of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. It's not about closing off the United States from the rest of the world.
Many corn and soybean farmers are preparing equipment for harvest. Jared Bourne with Ziegler Ag Equipment recommends a walk around of the combine.
Make sure you pull all the shields off, stick your head in there to all the places that you don't look at very often.
And the USDA has increased its 2024 projections for beef, pork, chicken, and turkey production while decreasing the egg outlook. More on these stories at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Global interest continues to grow for U.S. meat exports. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A seminar hosted by the U.S. Meat Export Federation in Lincoln, Nebraska last month explored food safety, innovation, and expansion opportunities for U.S. meat. On this week's episode, we'll hear from some of the participants, including University of Nebraska Meat Extension Specialist Byron Chavez and Jordan Wicks, about some of the unique research underway to improve the food supply chain. We'll learn more right after this.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
U.S. meat is widely regarded among the best for quality. USMEF Secretary Treasurer Dave Bruntz tells Brownfield demand for U.S. beef and pork is strong.
Their pork imports into Mexico are just tremendous this year. They've been continually climbing about every month. The beef product, maybe the volume's down a little bit, but the dollars that they're contributing to buy that meat are up somewhat. So that tells us that U.S. corn-fed beef is extremely popular. And even though the price has increased, the consumers still want it and enjoy it in all of the foreign countries.
For companies importing U.S. beef and pork, it starts with education. USMEF Central America Representative Lucia Ruano tells Brownfield.
Every year, people are learning more about the U.S. meats, the red meats, and they are starting to demand the product because they like it better.
Gloria Rivera of Honduras works for a meat importer in Costa Rica. She says she wanted to learn more about the U.S. exporting process because quality from other countries has been an issue.
We usually have or receive products with bad odors and greenish appearance, and I know that is all about because of the freeze or cold chain during the transportation.
Researchers at the University of Nebraska say food safety is critical to sustaining the food supply chain. Meat Extension Specialist Byron Chavez.
You don't want anybody to get sick with a product that is associated with your facility. And so it doesn't matter if it tastes delicious, if it's nutritious, but if it's not safe, obviously we don't want it, and we don't want to contribute to issues with food sustainability.
He talks about the ongoing research to improve the process.
So in my lab, to give you an example, we do product and process these validations of parameters that industry can then use to improve food safety practices during the manufacturing of meat and poultry products, whether those products are raw or cooked or processed.
He says contamination can happen at any time in the food supply. Meat Extension Specialist Jordan Wicks worked with four delegations from Latin America at the seminar to develop unique eating experiences from beef and pork.
One of them was they did a pork carnitas item out of a pork loin. We had another group do more of a restructured pork patty. And then we also had a group that worked largely with beef liver. And so they mixed that with some pork fat to make a liver patty.
Each project highlighted nutritional needs of the region. Groups developed the recipes during the seminar in Lincoln last month. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Fell a victim to a long, hard way of living. I was a beaten path. I got lost in my own self-reservation. Man, when I look back, used to drive them girls wild.
Was Sunday Best with Until I Met You on Country and Community. Good evening, I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till around 6:45, and that's when we're going to be bringing you high school sports action. That'll be volleyball action. In fact, Lancaster at River Valley, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And 6:45 is around the pregame time. Just kind of a heads up, the last Tuesday, this past Tuesday, was the we had a volleyball broadcast, and actually started around 6:50. 15. So it all depends on when the JV team gets done. But right now, the time we are targeting for is at 6:45. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day. Beautiful day out there today. We are at a temperature of 82 degrees now, right now, under sunny skies. So be sure to get out and enjoy the weather. And it looks like things are going to be pretty much in the 70s and 80s all the way through next Wednesday. Maybe some rain over the weekend, but otherwise it's going to be pretty nice. So be sure to get out there and get all your work done before the fall and winter comes in. It's an excellent time to do so. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, first of all, lost a black female labradoodle wearing a Colorado collar and a male yellow lab wearing a blue collar. They were lost on County Highway NN near Ithaca. If you find these dogs, please give a call to 608-475-1437. Also lost a pair of women's prescription glasses with the case. They were lost in the Bloom City Cemetery. If you find these, or actually they were found in the Bloom City Cemetery. So if you are the owner of these glasses, give a call to 608-698-1720. Also, another pair of glasses were found. These were found in the Allison Park area near the pond. If they sound like your glasses, give a call to 608-647-4480.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Join the House on the Rock and make a difference every day.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier. If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Hey, whiskey drink, I know it's been a while,
Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. You got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now.
Baby, what? Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump says he won't do more debates ahead of the election, arguing that Vice President Harris should have negotiated another face-off before Tuesday's ABC News debate. Harris today at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
CBS News partners Univision and The Wall Street Journal are inviting Harris and Trump to debate. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others has tossed out three counts.